Hello, my name is Gabriel Ennis, and I am interviewing Nicholas Ajani. In Zoom on Thursday, July 14th. Do you give me permission to record and make public this for S3?
Yes, I give you my permission.
Reminder, you do not have to answer any questions that may feel uncomfortable.
All right.
There are not
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? It's like for me, it's like the Wi-Fi is kind of like unstable, so it's like in and out.
What is your name?
My name is Nicholas Johnny Davis.
What is your age?
I am 18 years old.
School?
I was formerly a student at Ossining High School, but I will now be attending Binghamton University.
Neighborhood?
Ossining, New York.
Place of origin? Place of origin?
Is that like I was
Like, what country are you from?
oh, America. Okay.
Okay, ethnic identity?
African American.
If you were to live in, if I were to live in an average week in your community, what would I experience?
You would probably see a bunch of kids wearing nothing but like sweatpants and sweatshirts, and not really much goes on in town. Probably walk into town and you see a bunch of people just going to the markets. So yeah.
How did you become involved at MDK?
My history teacher invited me to the program, and I decided to join it just out of curiosity.
When you joined, what did you expect to get out of it?
I probably didn't. I didn't really expect much. Probably just a place for kids to hang out, and that was really it. I didn't expect to get much out of it.
Describe the impact of MBK on your community.
It has helped a lot of kids get their act together when it comes to school, and it has helped many kids become more focused in school and try to apply themselves and to be better.
Has MBK altered how you look at your identity and culture? If so, how?
It hasn't really altered for me identity, but probably when it comes to the culture, it probably has expanded what I believe to be my culture, with different opportunities of exploring the different cultures, I guess not just for me, but also the other students involved in the program.
If not, what could MBK do going forward to enhance how you look at yourself and your culture?
Probably when it comes to enhancing yourself, probably ask more questions geared towards the to the students' personal lives and not just like the broad questions. Maybe have one-on-one sessions to learn more about the students.
Are there adults slash mentors in the program that you've been willing to lean on?
Yes, my advisor the advisors Joseph Gray and Dr. Sar have helped me a lot throughout the program, so definitely have something to lean on.
If yes, how did this happen and how do they support you?
They supported me when it came to finding scholarships, applying to colleges, and just making sure I was prepared to move on to college.
Has being a part of MBK in a moment of national racial reckoning created a sense of community, of support, and or activism?
Kind of, in a way. There was definitely, they did a lot of events when it came to Black Lives Matter in the community. And also, when it comes to talking to the school, involving Black and brown kids and having to like talk with them about the teachers and trying to like let them understand where they're coming from. So I guess it has created some sense of support.
Could your MBK chapter have done more to address the injustice being protested, and how so?
Probably participate in more, like get the students to participate in more protests, maybe something like that. But I feel like they did as best as they could overall.
How did the pandemic impact your local MBK chapter?
It led to, well, having to work online led to a lot of kids leaving the program because I guess a lot of kids didn't really feel like they were getting as much out of it being online. So a lot of kids ended up leaving, which was kind of a shame, but that's just how it works.
How did you engage with MBK?
I guess for the most part, talking with everyone, getting their thoughts on certain events happening, and yeah, just trying to help get everyone's opinions and thoughts.
Are there other ways to be a part of this community without embracing the parts of MBK that you embrace?
That is probably a question that I can't answer. I don't really have an answer for that question.
Okay. Do you have a success story of MBK, either regarding yourself or a peer?
Yes. I have one friend who was having trouble fitting in when it came to the school life because they just recently moved in from another country, and they became involved in the MBK program because I guess they were encouraged by the school to join them, and they were able to establish connections with the mentors and are now on the swim team doing well and are about to become a fellow in the next year. So definitely that type of one person with a success story.
Will you use MBK in your future? If so, what learnings or takeaways from MBK will you use going forward?
I'll probably use the connections I built up in MBK later on. Maybe if I find myself struggling in a certain situation or just need someone to talk to. Also, probably the takeaway I would use is my learning the skills of networking and making connections with people, because with MBK I was able to connect with a lot of people inside of the community, whether it be local governors or just people who work in the community. So I'll just probably use the skills of learning how to network and make connections for later on in life.
How do you think MBK has impacted your trajectory in your social life?
I guess it made me more connected with the students who are older and younger than me, have that type of connection with them. So that was how it helped in my social life.
How do you think MBK has impacted your trajectory in your personality-wise?
I haven't really done anything for me when it comes to my personality. I feel my personality would remain how it is.
How do you think MBK has impacted your academics?
It hasn't impacted my academics at all.
Okay. How do you think it has impacted your leadership/opportunities?
It has given me a chance to gain lots of opportunities working with community leaders and having to gain that experience, sitting in on their meetings and listening and discuss things in the community, and also having people come in to talk about financial literacy and cooking. So it has definitely given us lots of opportunities.
And how do you think MBK has impacted your trajectory in your career?
Well, MBK has connected me with a lot of community leaders and people who want to run for positions in politics when I plan on going into politics. So it's definitely helped me out in that regard.
How do you think that MBK can have a bigger impact?
Probably if MBK had more, I guess, of a social media awareness, probably that would how it can gain a bigger impact, having more people talk about it online.
Okay. Are there any challenges, limitations, barriers, barriers that your local MBK right now is not capable of solving in terms of improving educational opportunities for young men of color?
Probably when it comes to, I guess when it comes to having more so study groups and things of that nature, because it's not really many of us. So maybe the issue is more so just having like group places for people to just study and sit around and talk about like certain things that they may not have an understanding of. I would say that's probably the one issue. They probably could solve it by trying to work out things more so with the different teachers that the students may have. I feel that's a good way to find a solution.
Is there anything that I didn't ask but should have?
No, I feel like all the questions here were good.
Alright, thank you. That is the end of the interview.
Yes, thank you for the interview.